Welcome to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your Franchising 101 host. Today, we have another installment of our segment of the podcast series we refer to as In Their Words. And I always share a little dirty secret here. These are my favorite ones. No offense to everyone else, but this is an opportunity where we get to talk directly with one of our Fran Coach clients who have become a franchise owner. We're going to talk about a little bit of everything, their background, what led them to consider franchise ownership, how they navigated the process, as well as what franchise they chose, and probably about 15 other things. Today's guest originally connected with the Fran Coach team after he started his search for a franchise, but then in an effort to learn more about franchising, he stumbled onto this amazing podcast called Franchising 101. And then ultimately, and probably took a little too long to do so, but we'll bug him about this later, but ultimately reached out to speak to our team. And then here we are a few months later. So before we tell you that story quickly, let's remind everybody who we are. And Fran Coach is a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with well over 600 franchises, spanning nearly 70 industries. Our goal is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership to help them find ultimately the best franchise to own. That's us. Now let's get to the good stuff. Joining us from the wonderful state of Georgia, probably still basking in the glow from a month ago of his Bulldogs winning the national championship. Joining us is Mr. Julio Vasquez. Julio, thanks for joining us, my friend.
Good morning, Tim. Happy to be here.
Thanks. We're tickled to talk to you. You've been, I've absolutely just enjoyed the, been completely my pleasure getting to know you. All your story, your vicariously all of your family, and excited to kind of share your story with us today. So we appreciate that. And as always, you know me, I'm going to ask you a whole bunch of questions, so be sure. Prepared. But to start with, my friend, just give us a little background on Julio and kind of everything kind of leading up to this franchise discovery process.
Sure. Live in Atlanta, Georgia, originally from the Northeast. Have been down here about 8 years now. Been in the automotive industry. Started my career really in the hospitality industry when I was going to school up in New York. Worked in hotels for a few years, loved it, but kind of went a different path for a number of different reasons and ended up in the automotive industry. Worked my way up from a technician, service consultant, service manager, fixed ops director. So I've had quite a bit of experience. After about 30 plus years, I put my kids through college. I have three beautiful girls, all three graduated, including my youngest from UGA last year. Once that happened, my wife and I both decided maybe it was time for us to do something for ourselves. Finally, we were in a good position to do that. And much like you mentioned earlier, I'm a pretty well thought out person, and I figured I could kind of do this whole franchise thing on my own and research it. And hadn't found your podcast as of yet, but found a company that I thought was a good fit. At the end of the day, really wasn't. It wasn't what I was looking for. Stumbled upon your podcast, first podcast I've ever listened to, by the way. And on the way back from their Meet the Team Day, and just kind of was immersed in all the information you had, all the different podcasts, talking to some of the people that had purchased franchises. And I kind of thought I was a little too far into the process. And my wife and my father both said to me, well, if you like the podcast and the gentleman, give them a call. So I'm glad I did. Best thing I ever did. And reached out to you. Called me back the next day, and that's really where all the fun started.
Well, and good for you for listening to your wife and father reach out. So good, especially on the first part. Always good to listen to the wife. So, what you'd been very successful, right? Working for other people and built yourself a nice career. What's even got you kind of thinking about maybe it's time to have something of your own?
Well, I think one of the things that you talk about a lot on your podcast that I kind of, it's hit home for me, you call it the get out of bed test. And I wasn't enjoying getting out of bed in my previous role. I think it had served its time, its purpose. I love the business, but I think I got tired of it a bit. And I just didn't enjoy doing it as much as I did. So as hard as I've worked in that industry, I knew I could do something for myself. I was prepared to do a lot of different things. I was involved in marketing, sales, customer satisfaction. So it really did a good job preparing me for whatever was next. Once I got over the fear of jumping in to the abyss, to the unknown, I realized this was the right opportunity for me because I'm a process guy. I like following processes. And I think as opposed to learning on my own and making mistakes, I think a franchise has allowed me the opportunity to follow a good plan and hopefully limit any speed bumps that you may have. There's going to be speed bumps that occur. It's inevitable in any business, but they're there to really help and support you. And you have not only the franchisor, but you have other owners that are amazing during the process. You realize how great these people are. And, you know, the other thing that you mentioned is kind of when you talk to these franchises, can you see yourself doing what they do? And can you see yourself being a group and a part of it? And that whole process that you kind of gave me, although I wanted it done sooner, I think, was amazing. It was perfect for what I needed. And I couldn't say enough good things about how you helped me kind of stay focused with it.
Well, you talked about this, it's process, right? And the number one thing any franchise will tell you, you know, like, oh, what are you looking for in an owner? They're going to have all of their things that are specific to their franchise. But number one out of their mouth is, can you follow a plan? Can you follow a proven system and process? And not everybody can, and that's okay. But that is the first and most important thing. And kind of as the extension of the franchise is us, right? If sometimes people can't follow our process, then they sure as heck can't follow when the franchise is going to lay out. And so like I've told you numerous times, I'd love to clone you over and over for how well you did with this. We go through a couple steps to kind of get to know the folks who we're working with before we connect them to franchises. And usually three, maybe four franchises that we'll ultimately get to. It's not uncommon for one of those three or four to, like, people roll their eyes at me like, oh my gosh, what's this crazy old bald dude doing giving me this one? I don't know anything about it. Obviously, with your background, automotive, that was something you thought you wanted. So we did have something in there that was automotive. But what was, if you can kind of think back, what was your thoughts, your sense of like, okay, the day, here's the four, here's one, two, three, four. What kind of went through your mind as we went through that conversation and we're about to get you connected to those four brands?
I was really excited about that day because the prior conversation that we had, you really asked some good questions, I thought, about what, you know, this is your chance to do whatever you want. Tell me what your business looks like. How many people do you want to work with? Do you want to work with customers? Do you want to work with businesses? So I think that led to that call, and I was really excited about it. And you did give me four choices, one being in the business that I was in, the automotive sector. And they were all great choices. One of them I did not understand as much and never heard about them. And I wouldn't say I rolled my eyes, but I was like, oh, really? Okay. And it was almost, it really was a contender for different reasons it dropped out. But four great choices. And it was something that I leaned towards one from the beginning, I think. But you know, we'd have our phone call every week and you'd tell me, okay, tell me the order. And they really did change. I mean, it was amazing how they fluctuated from week to week, from call to call. And that's something that I think you kept saying, keep an open mind, keep an open mind. I never shut someone out until there was time that you said, okay, I think we're okay with letting this one go. But I did try to keep an open mind on every phone call and every interaction. And I think it helped me make the right decision.
Yeah, you know, definitely. And it's funny, it kind of fluctuated, right? And you and I have the, you know, college football thing. And then this was kind of during, as we were getting into the playoffs and everything. But it's like, I always say when I introduce people to the franchises, like, and we'll just for fun, we'll kind of say, okay, rank them, you know, like 1/100th of everything that you're going to learn. But it's kind of human nature. People are putting them into a pecking order, right?
Yes, sir.
And where we had those at the beginning. Now, you're a rarity in one case, in that the thing that you had at number one at the start was ultimately the winner, right?
Yes.
The one that was at four came really darn close, right?
That's right.
The one you have all the experience with, the automotive, which was the first one, right, kicked to the curb. And really, at one point, you were like, holy crap, there's these three of these. How am I ever going to, and the D word, how am I ever going to decide? What were some of the differentiators? And your rarity in a couple of things is that what started number one ended number one. You went to two different Discovery Days or Meet the Team Days, which is very rare, where you are like almost everybody else is the one that they have always done is the first one eliminated. So we kind of got down to two.
Yes, sir.
Walk us through some of the things, because you were really, really torn.
Oh.
Even as we're heading into Discovery Day, and usually towards the end of the process, sometimes at the beginning, I've been doing this for a while. I don't care what franchise people know, but I can kind of see which direction it's going to go. I was clueless. I had no idea. Ultimately, I knew you were going to come out of there and know which one, because that always happens, even when they don't think it's going to. But what were some of the things that differentiated those final two that were oh so close to finally getting you that clarity?
Yeah, great question. And it really is. You did too good of a job picking these franchises. They're amazing. They really are amazing companies. The people that represent them are amazing. They do a great job. And ultimately, it really came down with me. One of the things I discussed with you that I was looking to do was kind of make an impact in the community. And I think we had this discussion once before that in my previous sector, I did look at what I did as making a difference, because I allowed people to keep their cars running well. And you said, boy, if you can kind of get to that conclusion from what you did, then you'll be fine with these companies. But the one I chose, I felt would be a little bit of a bigger impact. I mean, literally, it was down to the wire. Much like you mentioned, you weren't sure. Prior to that last visit, I wasn't sure. It was that even. And two great companies. I would think I would have been happy and successful with both. But ultimately, it really came down to seeing myself doing the job and how I felt I could have the most impact in the community and helping people. And that's really, I guess I have that kind of, that I had that thought going in that I wanted to do something to help.
No, absolutely. And you're right. I mean, you were in the automotive world, and it's something that will always stick in my head when you're like, I was helping people in the automotive industry by getting their cars back on the road quicker, keeping them on the road longer, right? We had what's ironic with this, we had a situation with my wife and I, we own a couple of fitness studios. Our manager had something with her car over the weekend, right? Mm. And that popped into my mind of like your comment of in the automotive industry, which isn't a touchy-feely, helpy industry.
Correct.
You had that mindset, right? So that's good. And one of the things that I think, again, where you did such a good job with this process is on all of our update calls, people will use the words concern in particular. I have a concern about this. I have a concern about that, right? So we want to understand, does that concern more info, or is that deal breaker stuff, right? Mm. And we had one with one of the two, where that concern kind of felt like it was a deal breaker, right? And so we got a little farther into it, and you did such a good job of kind of keeping your open mind, where I think I kind of, like, we joked a little bit of like, I should have just let you cut it. Would have made you less stressful those last couple of weeks, but that obviously wasn't the right thing to do. So you talk about helping the community. So give us the big reveal here. So which franchise are you now the proud owner of? Hey everyone, I wanted to take a quick break from our podcast to tell you about our amazing friends at Entrepreneur.
If you're looking to become a franchisee or simply learn more about business ownership, and guys, let's be honest, you're listening to the Franchising 101 podcast, so we know you have some interest in this. And I really encourage you to go to entrepreneur.com to check out all of their great content and resources. Seriously, Entrepreneur has everything, all the way from a bookstore to the best podcasts, webinars, and videos, plus information on upcoming events and the latest articles that seriously, they cover all aspects of franchising and business ownership. If you're having trouble deciding which franchise is right for you, start with Entrepreneur's renowned Franchise 500 ranking, which highlights the best franchises of 2022. For 45 years and counting now, Entrepreneur has been and continues to be the most widely recognized and respected authority in the franchise market. Digital and print subscriptions are available, so you never miss out on anything. So seriously, what are you waiting for? Go to entrepreneur.com right now and learn more.
Happy to say that January, we purchased a Senior Helpers franchise and really excited about joining the community. We have some great owners in Georgia as well as in the country. And the support team has been amazing. They really are people that care about this business and care about helping people. And that Meet the Team Day is really what sealed it. I mean, when you just heard the wave after wave of people that cared so much about what they were doing, that it was just, to me, a no-brainer. You mentioned it earlier. You'll just know. You don't have to make the decision. It'll be made for you, and it'll show itself. And it did. I went through that previous Meet the Team Day, and I loved the previous company. I really could see myself doing it. But once I spoke to Senior Helpers, they were my last Meet the Team Day. It was no, really at that point, that kind of sealed it for me.
Yeah. And that's the one thing I think always people kind of scoff at when I'm like, you're not going to make a decision. They're like, what the hell are you talking about? Of course I'm making the decision. I'm investing my money into this business I'm starting. It's scary. It's risky. But you get to the end and you just said it. Like, no, this is it. We know. So
very true.
So I'm going to put you on the spot here for a second. So I know all of a couple of weeks into the onboarding process.
Yes,
give us give us a 30-second pitch. Senior Helpers, what the heck is Senior Helpers, Julio? Please tell us.
Sure. Senior Helpers is one of the premier, if not the premier, senior in-home care business in the country. They've been in business for many years, and they offer everything from companion care, coming in, just sitting with seniors, having someone to talk to, food service, helping them take their pills, remind them to take their pills, to chronic diseases. They're certified with Alzheimer's and dementia, as well as Parkinson's. They have a partnership with some great people, and they're kind of leading the way on some in-home care processes and have some partnerships with large hospital groups. So it's a really exciting opportunity. I think the future, they've had a tremendous business already, but the future is just kind of, it's just shining through. I'm so happy to be part of it, and hopefully I can do justice to these great group of people and help some seniors in our area.
And my question is, I just sadly had a birthday and turned 54. So can you get anybody over, like some companion care would be good for me? I work a lot. I don't really have any friends. I don't know if that counts. So, but it is I always joke, it is a booming industry, right? It's That's not right. going anywhere. It's so easy. Your passion for helping in the community, right? Making a difference, making an impact. So easy to see when you're going in to take care of grandma and helping like her quality of life, safer, being able to stay at home, peace of mind for the family, all of those things. But one of the other things with that industry is you're going to have a big roster of caregivers, right? You are really making an impact in the community also as an employer. Right. And I know you had talked about that and kind of even kind of roping your family in with your three daughters who might have a little background in some of this stuff as well. So talk about kind of how that being that employer and then kind of your family, how they impacted this process for you.
Sure. Again, I've been married 33 years to my wife, Debbie, who's hopefully going to be joining me in the venture. in some capacity. I have three girls as well. Two of them are registered nurses. So we kind of felt that there was a good connection there. And we really, what it boiled down to for me as well, other than the community and helping, is, you know, could I see my wife, could I see my daughter possibly joining the group, and in what capacity? And you know, and I think, although both companies that I kind of really kind of had narrowed down, they would have had a role. I think they were both more excited about this opportunity. I think they could see themselves doing it as well. The other one, they really didn't see it as much. And in fairness, they didn't ask as much about it as they did this company. So they were leaning towards this company as well. But it was just something that I think between myself, what I was looking for and what they were looking for, it all really lined up really well. And I think we want to help people. You know, my two daughters got into the nursing industry because my youngest daughter, when she was born, had some issues that she had to deal with. And just the way the nurses took care of not just my daughter, but us. They were there as much for us as they were. And I think that's what this business can offer you as well. You know, you're there to help the clients and the caregivers, but also give that a little bit of relief to the families that are maybe worried about who's going to take care of mom or dad, especially if they're out of state and they can't really kind of be here. So we had a similar background. My grandmother, at the time, I didn't know about a senior helpers, but she had someone that came in, and you become part of the family. I mean, really, you become very close. So that was something that excited me. It excites my family. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what, you know, what we can do and how far we can take it.
Yeah. I have no doubt you're going to just absolutely kill it there. I tell everybody this as they're getting started, right? Especially in the honeymoon phase, right? It's not all rainbows and unicorns. You're going to have, something's going to go wrong, right? You're going to have bad day. You're going to have bad days, but you're like, I think just overall savvy, your core values of what you're trying to do. And then again, just being smart enough to follow the dang plan. Right. So, sure. No doubt you're going to kill it with that. So, maybe last thing, I know you're already swamped and overwhelmed with all of the training stuff. So
I love it.
You know what? I'm going to ask this question because we talked about this, and then I'm going to give you one final one. So you signed the franchise agreement, right? And you've got probably 90 days, maybe a little bit more until being open. Right. And so you're kind of like, oh geez, what am I going to do? It's going to be forever. Kind of give everybody an idea of how freaking busy you are already with, like, and how fast it starts, even though you're a few months from being open.
Most definitely. It's something that, again, I'm sure most franchises do, but I can tell you Senior Helpers does a great job. They assign a franchise coach, mentor, whatever you want to call it, to help you through the process, because they understand that you don't know any of this yet and you have to kind of be walked through. So there's a website that has basically weekly tasks. And every week we have a phone call, much like we did. And we just kind of review, hey, where are we with this? How did you get here? You know, from dealing with getting a corporate name to making sure you deal with the states that you're dealing with, any licensing you may need, you know, hiring vendors. We still haven't, you know, in our case, we're looking for a property, looking for properties. There's so much to do. You're starting from ground zero, but they're there to help you. And they have, hey, you don't need to worry about that yet. That'll come probably about another few weeks. Let's stay on task. And again, I think that also is part of the following that process, following the steps. They have it all laid out for you. It's very simple. And, you know, thankfully, the reason I'm not yet overwhelmed and hopefully never will be is because I do understand that it's just a very methodical process that we just have to get through the steps. And, you know, big believer, you know, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. You know, you don't eat the whole elephant at once. You just take little bites. And I think that from the beginning, from the speaking to Rob, who was amazing, the franchise rep who originally helped me, to Jennifer, who's our current coach, there, we got this. You're going to do great. We got your back. Don't worry about it. We'll get you there. Yeah. We'll get you to the finish line. So never wavered. Yeah. I'm totally, I know they're going to get me there. So.
Yeah, no, me too. And it's, people sometimes get focused on when that open date is or the actual in-person training that you're going to go to, which is usually pretty close to opening the doors.
Correct.
Like that in-person training, that's the easy part, right? The hard part is the, you know, the spreadsheet of checklists for the spreadsheet of checklists of things that you're going to do, and to Correct. Not get carried away when you're on number three, that you're looking down here at number 33, like, no, like right back here, right? Stay the course. So, good. And in fact, it's something I've got kind of on our short list of different podcast topics to talk about, because I think it's just like, it's impossible to understand how much you're getting into from signing a franchise agreement to being open for business. And again, back to that overall support and follow the plan, right? Cause I've not seen theirs, but I'm going to guess there's a, like, they're way more advanced than a spreadsheet, but there's, I mean, hundreds of things that you've got to accomplish just to be able to go to training to then 100%. Be able to open. So,
yes, sir.
So no good. I appreciate you sharing that. So, last thing I'm going to ask at you. So, and you were kind of in this position, right? So a few months ago, you were listening to this, thinking about franchise ownership, right? What would you like tell yourself back then, or what would you tell somebody listening now about maybe this process, franchising in general, that you just had no idea of a few months ago?
Sure. I wish I would have gotten started sooner. It really is something that there's really no fear. Tim mentions it. Make a phone call. You have nothing to lose. There's no pressure. It's really a great conversation. I'm sure Tim would tell you if you weren't right for franchising, after a couple of conversations, that probably would come to light. But franchising is a great option for someone that's looking, that's managed their own business, that's kind of run a company, that's been a director of sorts, that's managed a lot of people and processes, to finally be your own boss, you know, control your own destiny, you know, create as much business or as little business as you want, whatever lifestyle you want to have. I think you take a little bit of that control back, as opposed to leaving it in someone else's hands. As we all age and move further up the chain, it becomes harder to do it on your own terms. So I think that this is a great opportunity. I can honestly tell you that the best thing I ever did was listening to your podcast. It really did open my eyes about the business. I think any positive comments I got from franchisors came from your podcast, because all the information, the background that I had before I reached out to them. So if you're worried about it, you shouldn't be. It's a great process. Tim is great. His people are great. He will do it at your pace and really help you make the right decision for yourself and your family. And if you're worried about it, you shouldn't be. It really is that you wouldn't buy a house without a real estate broker. You shouldn't go into a business without having someone that has a lot of experience that can guide you. And that's exactly what Tim and his team do.
No, and I appreciate that. And I think your comment about your background is so similar to everybody else's, or almost everybody else's that we talk to. Like, if you're out there, you've been working for somebody, and I don't care if you're, you know, 28 or 58. If you've been running some part of somebody else's business, right, and you can see yourself like, I want to do more, I want to do this myself, you want that control, this is what it is, right? And again, you talked about from a franchise standpoint, you have to follow the plan. And everything is figured out, everything is proven. You're not winging it starting up, you know, Tim's sandwich shop, right? You've got the resources and support of everything along the way. Are you ready for that, right? And not everybody is, and that's okay. But I'm always like, if you've ever even thought of like whether I can do this better, or I'd rather do this for myself to have that control, like you've talked about, then this is absolutely it. So I know you are going to be a humongous success. No pressure or anything. but I've already got money on you as Rookie of the Year. So
thank you for your faith and your support. And again, it's been an amazing experience, and it's almost sad to see it end, because I miss our weekly phone calls, but it's time to move on. Much like kicking the birds out of the nest. Time to move on, and I'm happy that you're out there helping other people as well.
You dumped me and you moved on to someone else. It's all right. That's the downside of this process is, you guys use me, abuse me, and then you go on for yourself. So just like my child will do someday. So Julio, my friend, it has been an absolute just joy and pleasure to get to know you and see you on this and thanks for coming on today to talk about your journey with this. We can't thank you enough and wish you all the absolute best success.
Thank you, sir. Same to you. And thank you to your team. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you. For everybody else listening, like Julio once was, what the heck are you waiting for? FranCoach.net, Franchising101Podcast.net. There's never, ever any fee for our service. You're thinking about it, you're listening, reach out, let's chat, see if this might be for you as well. We thank everybody, as always, for tuning in, and we wish you all the best, and we will catch up with you next week. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.